Tampa Bay Area Democratic State Senator Charlie Justice has announced that he'll step down from his Senate seat next year to run for Congress in Florida's 10th District, the congressional home of Bill Young for the past 38 years. Justice was unavailable for comment today as he was busy with his duties in the state Senate. His campaign manager, Mitch Cates, did speak about his candidacy today with WMNF's Sean Canaan.
I think one of the things that we all need to be aware of is we're not sure whether or not Congressman Young is going to continue or if he's going to run. If he retires, then he'll be honored for his service. And if he continues, then there'll be a healthy debate.
Because it's a Republican district, or at least they've elected a Republican many times over, how do you think the chances of a Democrat fare in the next election?
Actually, this race is going to be one of, my prediction is one of the top three in the country, because it isn't a Republican performing district. Through the past few election cycles, it's been leaning more and more Democratic. Al Gore won this district. Barack Obama won this district by 5 points. One of the congressional districts in Florida and competitive districts, this was one of the districts that Obama won with the highest percentage amount. So technically, this is a Democratic leaning district. And now we're going to have a very formidable Democratic candidate in Senator Charlie Justice.
So there's other things on the ballot in 2010 that might affect turnout. Charlie Crist will be on the ballot, either re-election as governor or if he chooses to run for Senate. He's a very popular Republican. How do you think that having Charlie Crist on the ballot would affect the turnout for Republican versus Senator Justice?
I think 2010 is going to be a tremendous year. And I think it's going to be a tremendous year for Democrats. It doesn't matter who's at the top of the ticket, all the way down to the bottom of the ticket. We have some great candidates. And as we just saw in the last election cycle, it's not just about Democrats. You know, there are Democrats, there are independents, and there are Republicans. And they're all coming out to vote. And they're looking for the best person, the most qualified person. So we feel really confident about this race. There are people, quite frankly, from what I understand, just seeing online, there are people around the country that are already aware of this race and are very excited about it. Charlie Justice is a great guy. I know him personally. I was fortunate enough to work with him in 2006, and he overcame tremendous odds against him to win probably one of the most expensive races in legislative Florida history, if not the most expensive. So it's not like he hasn't run up against run against the odds before, and he's been successful. I feel very confident in him as a candidate. I feel very confident in the team that's assembling. I feel very confident in our party to be able to help perform. We're going to win this race, and this might be the first time you hear this, but let me be the first to say that Charlie Justice will be the next U.S. Congressman for Congressional District 10.
Congressman Young is 78 years old in District 10, which covers Pinellas County from Dunedin down to St. Petersburg. Did vote for Barack Obama last fall. But Daryl Paulson, a political science professor at the University of South Florida in St. Petersburg, says if the political institution that is CW Bill Young decides to run for re-election next year, he believes he'll win again.
Part of Bill Young's strength is his tremendous appeal to independents, as well as crossover appeal to Democrats. And Bob Hackworth, a candidate for the Democrats the last time around, was a formidable candidate, and yet his campaign simply didn't get off the ground, so to speak. Nobody in the past 40 years who's run against Bill Young has been able to get their campaign really off the ground. I mean, the closest he's come has pretty much been a 58-42 race that he had about 15 years ago. But what I think Justice is trying to do is position himself or whenever that seat does become open.
Throughout this decade, rumors have circulated that Young has been ready to step down and retire, but he has yet to do so since first being elected to Congress back in 1970 and has not made any comments recently indicating that that's to be the case. Young did not raise any money at all for his re-election campaign in the financial first quarter that closed 2 weeks ago, sparking some speculation about him not running next year. But he did take in over $7,000 from interest and payment refunds. And as Politico.com reports, he only raised $15,000 during the same first quarter 2 years ago, only to coast to re-election. Charlie Justice won his Senate seat, which encompasses both Pinellas and Hillsborough counties, in a hotly contested race against Republican Kim Burfield in 2006. Burfield won an equally bruising GOP primary against Frank Farkas that year, before losing to Justice. WMNF asked Daryl Paulson to speculate what political party might have the edge on what will surely be an extremely competitive legislative race in 2010.
And so you had a weakened Republican candidate going up against Charlie Justice in that Senate race, and Justice ultimately won. But in an open seat race, and especially if Republicans can avoid a divisive primary, they certainly have at least a 50-50 chance of recapturing that political seat. And I think they're going to probably spend a lot of resources on doing that because Democrats have made some headway in the state of Florida. And Republicans, I think, will look at this as a prime opportunity to regain one of the seats that they think belongs to them.